Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The center fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peck moves to second. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Kell reaches second base with a double. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley bunts in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mancuso scores. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge scores. Finney moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush is hit by the pitch. Rosar moves to third. Kell moves to second. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0-for-0 in the game. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee scores. Siebert moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Kell reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Rosar moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bush is walked intentionally. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to third. Burns throws the ball into Schult, who tags Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Schult reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns is walked intentionally. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. Burns moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0-for-1 in the game. Shirley hits a line drive towards third. Kell catches it and throws to second to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosar. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Rosar steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kell bunts towards third. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosar moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Kish pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Rosar scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Browns, 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Black now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney strikes out. There goes Gutteridge. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to third. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0-for-2 in the game. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mancuso moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 5 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Peck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Siebert steals second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moncrief now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with black covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Pete Gray pinch runs for Frank Mancuso. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.